Give me a little more punch and a little more bass, probably. I don't know. On this. Let's see. Let's try a little humor now, okay? Yeah, right. This is an old tune I was raised on, by the way. You gotta listen to it real close, okay? It's a tune called A Burglar Man. Well, I'll sing you a story about a burglar man that started to rob a house. Peeped in the window and he crept right in just as quietly as a mouse. Now the burglar man thought of the money he'd get as under the bed he lay. But he saw a sight that very night that made his hair turn gray. About 9 o'clock in came an old maid. I am so tired, she said. And thinking everything would be all right, she forgot to look under her bed. Well, she pulled out her teeth and her big glass eye and the hair from the top of her head. And that burglar man had 19 fits as he came out from under the bed. As the burglar man came from under the bed, he was a total wreck. But the old maid didn't say a word, she just grabbed him around the neck. From the dresser she drew a pistol to that burglar man, she said, "Young man, you're going to marry me, or I'll blow off the top of your head." Well, he looked at the teeth and the big glass eye. He had nowhere to scoot. And at last he said to that old maid, "Lady, go ahead and shoot."
This is a song about a feedback. No. A song about a funeral, but a very unique type of funeral.
Tell me I ought to save my money so that I can be laid away in style in a fancy box with all the fancy trimmings, vacuum sealed to keep me fresh and wild. And you can send me to glory in a glad bag, but don't waste a fancy coffin on my bones. Just set me out on the curb next Tuesday. Let the sanitation worker bear me home.
Give us a little more gain, Donald.
Sell all my worldly possessions. Buy yourself a case or two of Pabst. Let the empties be my immortal tombstone, and engrave them with this epitaph. And you can send me to glory in a glad bag. Don't waste a fancy coffin on my bones. Just set me out on the curb next Tuesday. Let the sanitation worker bear me home.
Thank you.
If I should die before the eve of Christmas, I'll just put that baggie by the Christmas tree. And when the children, they open all their goodies, for their big surprise would be the death of me. And you can send me to glory in a glad bag, but don't waste a fancy coffin on my bone. Just set me out on the curb next Tuesday. Let the sanitation worker bear me home. To that other place I would not choose. And if it seems that I'm headed in hell's direction, then an oven bag would be the thing to use. And you can send me to glory in a glad bag, but don't waste a fancy coffin on my bone. Just set me out on the curb next Tuesday. Let the sanitation worker bear me home. And you can send me to glory in a glad bag, but don't waste a fancy coffin on my bone. Just set me out on the curb next Tuesday. Let the sanitation worker bear me home.
Do a surprise now, okay?
Think he's gonna surprise us too.
Oh yeah, that's what the surprise is about.
Uh-oh.
This is an old Tom T. Hall tune called More About John Henry. Need some on this, okay?
You get a tune in a minute.
Oh, let's try that. First of all, John Henry was a black man. He was born where the sun don't ever shine. He was 6 feet tall, he didn't know his own strength, but he did not swing a hammer all the time. Of course he didn't. John Henry had some women on his mind. There was a woman across the street named Porcella. Loved John Henry like a natural man. But John Henry quit Porcella just like he was quitting work. He loved that Senorita Julianne. What is it? Senorita, something else you understand. Give me a little fiddle, buddy. There was a man named Stagger Lee in her gender. Let's see what happens. I'll try another verse in a minute. It'll come back around. Here it comes. There was a man named Stagger Lee being urgent.
You remember the words.
A little man with a big 44. Well, he shot his woman down and took a shot at poor son. But old Stagger won't be shooting anymore. He had to quit it. John Henry laid him dead on the floor. Well, John Henry threw Stagger Lee in the river. Then he said, I gotta say, so say. Well, he broke out in a song that was wrote by blind women. Said, Julianne, I'm singing my say. He said, I love you, but I do not like your lowdown. All right, here it goes. Said John Henry, I love you. Poor Selma said, John Henry, you're my man. Ruby said, I'm gonna cook you up some greens and some lady with cornbread in a four-foot pan. With lots of cracking, John Henry was a different kind of man. Well, they allow that hard work killed John Henry. I'm gonna leave that allowing up to you. Well, was he killed by hard work or was he killed by bad women? Be sure that this ain't happening to you. Quit working when your day's work is through. Cause a man ain't supposed to work all the time. You know that's just the way things are. Y'all that have sat here all evening waiting on this aluminum record, fix them to get it. This baby sold in 1982. Now, I want you, this thing tipped the scales, sold a grand total of 37. And we were real pleased with it. You could wrap this thing around pot roast, put it in the oven, man, keep all its natural juices in there. Unbelievable. Let's put, and then hammer it back out with a brick, and it just put it on there, and it'd play it again, just like it started with. And this is an old tune called Ghost Riders in the Sky. An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. On a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once somebody heard a red-eyed cow's song plowing through the ragged sky and up the clouded road. Hi-yay-pi-i-o.
Ghost riders in the sky.
Their brands are still on fire and their hooves are made of steel. Their horns are black and shiny and their hot breath he can feel. Of old as they thundered through the sky, they saw the riders coming home.
Aye.
And he heard them all for a cry.
Aye.
Save your soul from hell or riding on a rain. Then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch the devil's hand.
Hi-oh,
across his endless sky.
Hi-a-p-i-o. Ghost riders in. Riders in the sky, in the sky.
Now, let me tell you what. Let me tell you something. I seen some of y'all singing and all that. I know y'all, some of them 37. I thank you. Appreciate it. Y'all happen to have one with you? I didn't think. Oh, that's all right. That's all right. We'll catch you next time on that. Let's do an old ghost story for you, okay? Thank y'all. Any of you has been around a weekend, we've done this one a time or two. But, you know, a lot of you drift through and drift on out, and then a lot of you come the next day, whatever. Oh, that is good. All right. This is a tune about an old slave that takes a lantern up on a place called Brown Mountain searching for his master. His master's been gone for years, and the slave's been gone for almost as many years. But the people see the light still, and that's what they say it is. And it's supposedly based on a ha-ha true story. Okay? Is he from there? Okay. It's called Brown Mountain Light. In the days of the old covered wagon, where they camp on the flat for the night, with the moon shining dim on the old canyon rim, they watch for that brown mountain light. High on a mountain, deep in the canyon below, it shines like the crown of an angel, it fades as the mist come and go. Way over yonder, night after night until dawn, the lonely old slave comes back from the grave. Searching,
searching,
searching for his master's long gone home. Many years ago, a southern planter came hunting in this wide world alone. Then, though they say, the hunter lost his way and never returned to his own. His trusting old slave brought a lantern and searched, but in vain, day and night. Now the old slave has gone, but his spirit lingers on, and the lantern still casts its light. Deep in the canyon below, it shines like the crown of an angel, it fades as the mist come and go. Way over yonder, night after night until dawn, a lonely old slave comes back from the grave, searching,
searching,
searching for his master's long gone home. As the mist come and go, way over yonder, night after night until dawn, a lonely old slave comes back from the grave, searching,
searching,
searching for his master's long gone.
Just a little more crack in this thing right here, okay? Okay, I think y'all want to do Foggy Mountain Breakdown. I'm gonna try it. Everybody always says, yeah, that one.
Y'all know how old that thing is?
Yeah.
How old? How old are you? Fairly ancient. 1948, by the way. 35 this year. And still going strong. Let's do an old, old tune that we do, but we don't usually do it because a lot of other traditional bluegrass groups will jump up there and do it, and we don't play that much traditional bluegrass, but in any case, this is an old tune called Salty Dog, okay? I stand on the corner with a low-down blues, great big hole in both of my shoes. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Look here, Sal, I know you run down stocking in a wore-out shoe. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Oh, let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Eyes down the wild wood, sitting on a log, finger on the trigger and eye on the hog. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Oh, let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
pulled the trigger and a gun said go. Shot fell over in Mexico.
Honey, let me be your solid dog. Oh, let me be your solid dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your solid dog.
Thank you very much. We've enjoyed it today. We'll be here tomorrow, same time, same station. 12 noon and 6:15, and then we're going to go down and close out the big stage about somewhere around 9 o'clock. We've enjoyed it, and I hope y'all have too. Thank you. Let me introduce everybody to you right quick. The Travelers celebrating about their 12th year in the bluegrass business. And we're getting fairly good. If it wasn't, we'd be gone by now. A lot of bands have changed hands 7 or 8 times by now, but we're getting to where we can stay in time and all play, be in the same court at the same time. So, you know, doing a little better than we used to do. On my far left is my father, Claudie Johns, on guitar. To my right, one of the finest dobro players you'll ever shake hands with, Buzz Butler. Standing right behind me, working in some adverse conditions today because he had to change to a new base, but doing a good job, from Satellite Beach, Mark Wilson. And to my immediate left, probably the finest bluegrass player in Florida, from Jacksonville, Buddy Harvey.
Let's give Skip Johns a hand, the guy on the banjo here, okay.
Believe it or not, this is a couple of tunes we put together for an appearance over here at the Florida Folk Festival several years back. And I'd like to do them for you now. I think you recognize both of them.
He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, making 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. High on a mountain, tell me what you see. Bear tracks, looking back at me. Better get your rifles, boys, before it's too late. Bear's got a little pig headed through the gate. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, making 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. I saved up the money and I bought me some bees and I started making honey way up in the tree. Cut down the tree, but my honey's all gone. Old Slewfoot's done made himself a home. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, making 30 feet a jump. He never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. River's frozen, so where can he go? We'll chase him up the gully and we'll run him in the well. Shoot him in the bottom, just listen to him yell. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, making 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.